We are here at the Orion Sports Performance Centre at Heriot-Watt University in Edinburgh, where Paralympic GB skiers are being kitted out for the upcoming Milano Cortina Winter Games 2026. I'm delighted to be joined by Paralympic GB CEO Dave Clark. Thanks for joining us, Dave.
Great to be talking to you about the Winter Games and not my usual football chat.
I know. I feel a bit more out of my depth here. I'm quite happy talking about football. But yeah, coming to this campus today, I can't believe the scale of it. And it's really exciting. So we're kitting out today. What is kitting out, Dave?
So kitting out is the start of the team journey. It's where, we literally do try out all the kit and make sure it fits and it gets packed and put into bags for our athletes who then are able to take the kit home. But it's the start of a journey. When they walk through into our kitting out area, it's clear through the branding, through the way they feel, the way the kit looks, the way the whole place is set out, that this is part of the team journey, starting to get us on our way to Milano Cortina. So it's brilliant to have everybody in one place here in Edinburgh where we can all get our kit together and feel part of the same team.
And it's Adidas gear as well. It's incredible gear.
Yeah, I mean, Adidas as a partner have been absolutely amazing with us to make sure that the kit is really right at the top of its game. Those little things always matter, and every athlete will have their own specific requirements, but also the specific requirements that relate to their sport. And then, of course, it's important we have, village wear that makes people feel relaxed and comfortable, that we have some really good podium wear so we look our greatest when the medal moments happen. And that the athletes feel really, really proud to represent their country and have the right kit to do that in. Many of our athletes have different disabilities, and it's important that all of the kit is usable and accessible. And even down to the point where we have mannequins and accessible changing rooms, that mean that the athletes are able to have the full experience in a way that suits them. I think what I can tell you is that in our V athletes, particularly with Neil, they have terrific history of delivering great results. And what we absolutely know is they're going to be out there giving their all for their country and using their skills to the best of their abilities to bring home those medals for us. They got a great pedigree, achieved brilliant results in the past, and let's keep everything crossed that those results come in when we kick off on the 6th of March.
Will you be heading out to the games yourself?
Yeah, myself and Paralympics GB President Dan Brook will be heading out on the 3rd of March. The curling gets underway on the 4th. We have the opening ceremony down in Verona on the 6th, and then everything kicks off in earnest on the 7th. And one of the great things about the Colosseum in Verona is that it's been made fully accessible for the purposes of the opening ceremony, which is a great statement. You know, if you can make a 2,000-year-old building accessible, then why not everywhere else? And it's also been great in places like Cortina that a number of the hotels have undergone programs of accessible changes to make sure that the rooms can be used by wheelchair users. And that's a really important part of the Winter Paralympics, is that from the Milan metro right through to some of the hotels in Cortina, it's bringing about real change.
And you mentioned curling there, Dave. Alan Russell, that you speak to in the mornings on the Daily Connect show about the football, he was asking about curling, and would you like to see that introduced for VI athletes?
Well, I tell you what I do about that. I mean, look, the wheelchair curlers are incredible. I was up in Stevenston last year to see the pairs qualify for the Paralympics, and that was superb. And also watching the mixed team participate, and it's brilliant. We got a mixed team and a pairs team out in Cortina. Of course, at the very original curling rink that was used in 1956 for the Winter Games then. But I'll cut a deal with Alan. If he wants to test blind curling, me and him will go to Stirling and we'll take each other on and see who wins.
There's a challenge. And just lastly, Dave, what would you say to blind and partially sighted people thinking about giving it a go, whether it be skiing or snowboarding? Or
well, Ben Quilter, who runs our athlete recruitment network, has been doing a number of winter-based sessions across Great Britain. And I would say it's a really, really exciting set of sports, and it's something that, you will find exhilarating. There's great coaching out there. And it would be great if we could get a number of VI athletes into that space for the games coming up in the French Alps in 2030. And who knows beyond. But also, not just about being a Paralympian and getting to the Winter Games. I think it's great fun as well. As I say, it's exhilarating. It's full of action, and it's available. So I say Ben Quilter at Paralympics GB is a good person to get in touch with if you have aspirations like that, and we can certainly let you know when the next event is. But we really look forward to seeing more talented athletes coming through. And we've got our Paralympic Inspiration Program going out to Cortina as well, where we take a couple of athletes who do have potential and they're able to sort of witness the Winter Games.
Get a taste of it.
Yeah, I mean, because there's a huge amount of evidence to suggest that if you have a taste of it, you're much more likely to perform when you do actually get to a Paralympic Games itself. So, yeah, opportunities are absolutely there. We've got some trendsetters, you know, the likes of Millie Knight and Jade Everington and Neil, as we've spoken about. Kelly Gallagher, of course, you know, who've all been trailblazers in this space. So it would be great if we got more VI athletes getting involved.
Well, you've done all the hard work, Dave. Loads of preparation going into this. It's just down to the skiers now and the rest of the Paralympians to perform when they're out there. Let's hope there's lots of gold medals.
We know that everyone is working so hard on preparation for this, and they'll be giving it their absolute utmost when they get out there on the slopes and on the tracks and on the curling sheets. So, thanks for the good wishes, and we'll be sure to report back.
Paralympic GB CEO Dave Clark, thanks very much, and good luck again.
Thank you.